Bro. All right, so before we get to the body of our podcast today, I'm going to throw in Yon Man's predictions. Due to work, Yon Man was unable to record with the rest of the family, but I wanted to include his predictions in our episode. He has Rock and Roman beating Seth and Cody, pretty much like the rest of the family believes. Rhea over Becky goes in line with the rest of us. Gunther beating Sami Zayn to retain his IC title. Jay beats Jimmy. The New Day wins the tag belts. Interesting choice. Damage Control beats Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca. Dom and Escobar beat Rey and Andrade. Drew beats Seth Rollins to become the new champion. Bayley beats Io Sky and becomes the rightful champion after winning the Women's Royal Rumble. Logan Paul retains the U.S. title. Knight and AJ Styles, double disqualification, no winner. Final Testament beats Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits in the P-Break match. Oh, sorry, Philly Street Fight. And finally, Yon Man predicts that the story will be finished. Cody will beat Roman Reigns and end his 1,300-plus day run. Thanks, Yon Man, for your predictions. Sorry you couldn't record with us, but thank you. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz. And for the first time in, oh God, I can't remember, I'm actually joined by the majority of the family that records with us. We have Matty Ice, we have Steven, we have Little Cuz. And just say hi, gentlemen.
Hi, gentlemen.
Damn, you beat me to it.
Damn. All right, so let's talk about WrestleMania, Philadelphia, massive event, billed as the biggest WrestleMania ever. We're going to have the biggest tag match ever, the biggest main event ever. I love it because WrestleMania is interesting. We went a couple years of WrestleMania was like, oh, cool, it's there. Okay.
And it's like 35 or 7.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it's two nights now and not 9 hours of wrestling on one day.
Because Vince isn't around.
Yeah. Who?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort. He who shall not be named. So let's start off with night one of WrestleMania. And this is just whatever order I found on the card. May not be how they appear on the actual show. The Women's World Championship match. The champion, Rhea Ripley, versus Becky Lynch. What are y'all's thoughts on this match? I think it's, to me, it's the only plausible candidate for Rhea to fight. Because there's no one else that's the caliber of Rhea.
Eh. I mean, I could have seen Liv doing it.
I hate to say it, I think that might be the P-Break match of night one.
I mean, what's the build-up for this? Because the only thing I've seen is at that press conference, she came out, talked some smack, and, you know, I don't really keep up with wrestling on a weekly basis, but, I mean, on Twitter, I haven't really seen anything between Rhea and Becky.
Yeah, that's about all the build-up you got.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. To me, it just shows Rhea's not going to lose her belt, and they just needed a caliber star to make this a match, and it was Becky Lynch or nobody. I think Charlotte Flair getting hurt threw a wrench in all of it.
Yeah,
I think she could have been Rhea's opponent, and then Rhea beats her down again because they had a great match last year. But I think Becky's here, fill this spot.
Yeah, and I mean, it's probably a match of, hey, you get some time off with your kiddo now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, how do you keep Becky Lynch off the card?
I don't know.
I mean, there's very few women on this card anyways. You're not AEW.
That's where the best wrestle.
Yeah. What? So, I think...
It said that's where the best wrestle. I'm like, yeah, each other backstage.
Yeah, pretty much. Or black and white.
So,
who do you all have coming out on top? Rhea or Becky?
Rhea.
Mommy is always on top, so.
Yeah, I chose Rhea, too. I think it's a filler match. Destroy Becky. And then she can claim she's beat both Charlotte and Becky and thus builds her stronger, because I think she's going to have a reign like Roman is. Because there's not another women's star right now. Liv's on her way, but I don't think she's the caliber yet of Becky, Charlotte, Rhea, Bayley. I don't think Io Sky is there either, but
not my thing to be.
I think if they build her right, you could put Tiffany Stratton in that situation, but.
Is it too early to put Tiffany there, though?
Who knows? She was there for, what, a year before she won the belt in NXT?
Yeah, but there was nobody else there.
Yeah, but she got a bigger pop in Australia than Rhea did.
Yeah, she was cheered more than Rhea.
Valid point.
In Rhea's home country. That was funny.
True.
I mean, to be fair, it was in South Perth. I don't know if that's where she's actually from or not. So
I don't know. Australia's massive. It doesn't look like it is, but it's huge.
Yeah, most of it's fucking desert.
So let's go ahead and skip to the other women's matches on the card for night one. I'm talking about Damage Control versus Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill.
Who cares?
It's a good match to me because you're going to put your biggest female signing in years on the biggest stage as a massive fuck you, Tony Khan. Look what we can do in a year that you couldn't do in two with her.
Yeah, my issue, though, is you have the women's tag belt doing nothing now.
Well, it's no different.
Well, I mean, they're doing nothing anyways, but...
Hey, at least Naomi's in a match with them. She did walk out with them.
Yeah?
There's a women's tag belt?
Yeah, Asuka and...
Kairi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Boy, we've come a long way, gentlemen.
But I'm surprised neither one of them gotten hurt by that stupid tag belt curse.
Yeah.
It's never too soon, my friend.
Hey, this is the second WrestleMania that Asuka's walked in as tag champ.
Like second in a row?
No, she walked into COVID Mania as the Kabuki Warriors as the tag champs.
Oh my God, she did.
Yes, and it was not good then either.
Nope.
So, who do you think wins this match, Damage Control or Bianca, Cargill, and Naomi?
Well, it's not Damage Control.
I'm sorry.
It's Cargill's second match ever in the company. You can't ever lose two. You can't ever lose two big matches like this in a row.
Y'all, Jade's gonna stack all three of them bitches on top of each other and all of them.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get a simultaneous finishing move between all three on Damage Control, and they're gonna stand in the middle of the ring. And like I said, it's a way for Triple H to go, "Fuck you, Tony. Look what we did with Jade." Because I mean, you go from wrestling in bingo halls to 80,000 arena or 80,000 seat stadium. And you're still the biggest hit because the crowd loves her. And she's got a decent moveset, but AEW, she was handcuffed. A lot like Goldberg was in WCW.
There's a lot of similarities between WCW and AEW.
Yeah, very true. A billionaire who doesn't show up every day runs, you know, is the money bags and his crazy son runs it. But,
damn, he doesn't sign everybody.
Yeah. But I think Cargill and that group wins, and like I said,
I think it's a squash match.
Yes, Damage Control is good, but they're gonna start, you know, falling apart.
I'm sorry, the only star on that team is Asuka.
You are correct.
I'll be different. I'll say Damage Control just for the lulz.
All right, so let's go.
Aw, I didn't get to pick.
Oh, Matt, who would you choose?
I want to take the Justice League of Women.
The League of Super Friends.
I love it. The League of Super Friends. All right, folks, let's go from one tag match. Let's go to the ladder match. The Undisputed Tag Team Championship ladder match. The Judgment Day versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus The New Day versus A-Town Down Under, maybe, versus, and I hate this name, the New Catch Republic. What a stupid tag team name.
I think just Catch Republic would have been fine. New is what throws it off of me.
I'm good with Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
Well, it's better than Mustache Mountain or whatever Bates tag team was before.
Hey, no. Mustache Mountain was amazing.
It sounds like a porno.
Well, it was Vince.
I mean, we didn't have Banger Brothers.
True.
Anywho.
Are they splitting these fucking belts, or what are they doing?
The sound of it, it's what it sounds like.
Yes, when they said that all the belts have to be pulled down, I think they're splitting them up.
Or does R-Truth pull an R-Truth and only pull down like one belt, and Miz has to go fight for another belt, and it's two different ones? They're tag champs, but they're like going to be paired with two other people. That'd be cool.
I could see Truth pulling down like a blue belt and Miz grabbing a red belt.
That would be funny.
And then, you know, you got Catch Republic going up there and getting the other two.
I would be down for a team of Pete Dunne and The Miz.
No. You all, how about Regeneration X? They each pull down a red and blue, and DIY pulls down the other ones. Thus, they make Regeneration X after R-Truth thought they were DX. It's stupid enough that they would do it.
Correct, but let's get back into the world of, you know,
normalcy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I don't think Theory and Waller will be on the card. I honestly think you'll see a debuting tag team or a returning. You're in ECW country, and there is no ECW connection on this card.
Paul Heyman.
Like I said.
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, you got Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
No, I said ECW, not Vince's knockoff Wish version.
I liked that ECW, thank you.
Vince McMahon was the world champion.
If John Cena shows up, not too, there's another connection.
The last ECW champion was Ezekiel Jackson. What's your point?
Well, there you go. I'm thinking that, I mean, there's been rumored the Dudleys. There's no chance it's the Hardy Boys. Jeff BUI backed his AEW contract up immensely.
I also think, isn't Jeff hurt?
Jeff's always hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But I know Devon's probably not medically cleared, but they're both Bubba and Devon are under Legends contracts. Where else would you have them return than Philadelphia?
The only thing Devon has to do is get the damn tables.
Correct.
All right, somebody's gonna have to go call Spike.
But there's no way Judgment Day leaves as the champions.
No.
Not a chance.
So, honestly, I think Awesome Truth grabs one of them. How come the Creed Brothers aren't in this thing?
They lost their match.
They lost their qualifying match.
How?
I think New Day.
Yeah, I think the New Day beat them.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's
stupid.
So, who all do you all think is going to win? I think it's going to be, I don't know, DIY.
I think Awesome Truth pulls down one. I think for some reason New Catch Republic pulls down one. It gives a fresh face on the blue brand belt. I also think after Mania we get new tag belts because I hate the way the ones look now.
That's better than the penny looking ones we had for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also going to say Awesome Truth, but I'm going to pick DIY for the others.
I just
I don't see the New Day holding belts again. They're in there, and this sounds weird to say, they're the veteran tag team in there to make the younger guys look good.
Yeah, and Kofi's going to do something weird and probably botch it, so that's been his thing for the past few years.
Yeah.
So, Awesome Truth pulls one down, and I'll say DIY because they're pretty strong as a tag team.
And they need a push.
They need something. Jesus.
So, on the night one theme of tag matches, let's go to LWO versus, right now, it's Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio. Dragon Lee got hit and taken out on SmackDown, and Carlito was holding him, which makes me think Carlito took him out. Andrade attacked Dominic Mysterio and then stood toe-to-toe with Rey, or well, side-by-side. Toe-to-toe, not possible. He's still a foot taller than Rey. But
well, uncalled for, but sure.
I think Rey and whoever that question mark partner is, they beat Dominic and Escobar.
They've already confirmed it's Andrade.
Okay. So you've got Andrade and Rey versus Escobar and Dom, which is gonna be a banger of a match. But I don't see a way that Rey and Andrade lose.
I don't see a way that they win. I think Carlito attacks them both. For the sheer fact of Rey not choosing Carlito after Dragon Lee got hurt.
Yeah.
It'll be the same way that Dom turned heel. Because remember, Rey chose Edge to be his tag partner, and Dom attacked them both.
Correct.
Damn, Rey, if you just picked the right guy.
Just pick your son. Maybe he wouldn't be a prick.
Hey, in all fairness, we saw Dom and Rey as a tag team.
Yeah. I mean, did we really? The freaking light was too bright.
At that point, the sun was still up.
Yeah.
The sun that was light still was up still at that bright. Point.
Fucking scarred our corneas forever.
So who do you all think?
I think Dom gets his win back this year.
I also think Dom and Santos win.
Yeah, I think that's my thought as well because, I mean, he got his ass whipped with a belt last year. So, I mean, true. He's got to get a revenge win.
I'll be the oddball. I'm taking Rey and Andrade.
I mean, it is Andrade's first, like, big match back. So, I don't know, man. No, Dom gets his win back.
So, and let's go next to Jimmy and Jay.
You mean match of the night?
Yeah, I think it's going to be match of the night. Or maybe match of Mania.
Probably.
Hell yeah.
It's probably been brewing for decades. I know if given the chance on the biggest stage in the world, I'd beat the shit out of my brother too. Not the one that's recording me.
Yeah.
But and I'm sure you all would feel the same way.
Yeah.
So who do you all have coming out on top, Jimmy or Jay?
Jay.
Jay.
You gotta have some kind of pop. You gotta have some kind of like positive vibes going into that last match.
Yeah, it's gonna be Jay because you know just yeet and. The connection with the crowd, Jimmy. What if he wins? What's it even prove?
Not a damn thing. So
I mean, I'll throw shitty storytelling. Jay wins.
Yeah.
Jimmy wins.
Does Solo come out to help Jimmy?
I think he comes out, but he has that moment of shit. Those are my brothers.
I think he comes out and needs a super kick. And then Jimmy eats a super kick.
On top of that, Solo comes out. Does their father make an appearance to put a stop to Solo?
Well, hell, why not? All the other Samoans are there.
I mean, we've not had Rikishi involved with the Bloodline story yet. Or all his kids are in the ring together.
I'll say, while we're taking guesses, how many guesses do we think we're – how many super kicks do you think are going to get thrown out?
A lot.
But more than 10.
I think Rikishi legitimately makes an appearance since it's all his children.
Boy, I hope hope nobody plays that drinking game I came up with last podcast.
Oh, true. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think Jay wins.
There's no way he loses. Like, night one is very predictable, I think.
Yes.
For so those for those listeners that don't remember the drinking game, take a drink every time you see a Samoan on the card.
Good luck. Oh,
you'll be drunk by halftime.
By halftime, nothing. By the end of the pre-show.
No, yeah. There's a Samoan in the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes.
By the way, when was that announced?
Last week, I think.
Monday.
I was going to say, I never saw it until like an hour ago.
It was announced on Monday.
Yeah, The Rock tweeted something out about it before Monday Night Raw went out. So,
oh, okay.
All right, so let's go to the Intercontinental Championship match. The one that doesn't make the most sense because it's the wrong superstar. Gunther, the champion, who's held it for about 8,000 days, and we like it because he's not Roman Reigns, versus Sami Zayn, even though it should be Chad Gable.
1,000% should be Chad Gable.
So, is there a way that Gunther even loses this match to Sammy?
If Chad Gable costs him.
How would that work?
I don't know. Because then we could know that would also then lead for like a feud between Sammy and Gable for Gable not thinking that Zayn was good enough, anyways, that he had to have his help.
So you're
Gable attacks Gunther and causes a DQ.
I think Sammy wins this. They keep showing him as like the you're not going to keep me down no matter what the hell you do. So I think he's got this year.
Hey, we've already got one guy who's finished this far. We can't have two.
Yeah.
Sammy sure we can.
Sammy had his moment last year.
Not wrong.
I think Gunther retains.
I'm sick of the Sami Zayn woe is me story.
Yeah, you can't be woe is me for 10 years.
Like, I need to find a way to get to Mania, so I'm just going to have them book me to win every single match I fight from now on.
It's like he's going to win Roman versus Raw.
Except for like last week or week before where he, for some random reason, lost to Bronson Reed.
Yes. How do you win the number one contender and then lose to Bronson Reed?
Well, I mean, if a 300-pound man sat on me for 3 seconds, I don't think I'd kick out.
I mean, wouldn't that make Bronson Reed the number one contender?
Yeah. Triple threat match.
I always thought this match was going to end up as some form of ladder match, but it should still be Chad Gable, not Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I'm picking Gunther to retain. I don't see a way that Zayn wins this.
I'm kind of over the Chad Gable thing now.
He had his moment, and the matches were great, but he had his moment.
I think this would have been the perfect time to pull the trigger on Gable, but they, for some reason, gave us Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Who I've been sick of since the Bloodline story.
True. All right, Matt, who you got?
Oh, it's going to be Gunther. Like, there's no...
And once again, the Ring General retains.
And I'm happy with it, because I like Gunther. Yes. He can actually wrestle, unlike a Roman.
Correct. Man. He actually defends his belt, unlike Roman. So let's speak of the non-defending champion. The quote-unquote biggest tag match, and they even tweeted out this week, WWE said, is this the greatest tag team ever? I've never seen their tag matches, so who knows? The Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. How do you call The Rock and Roman the greatest tag team ever when they've never fought in a tag match together?
Didn't they team up in the Fast and Furious movie?
Like I said.
No, I think that was that Hobbs and Shaw movie.
It was Hobbs and Shaw.
But and it's determined the stipulation for Sunday night. whether the Bloodline's banned from ringside or the Bloodline, you have fighting Bloodline rules. We all know how this is going to go.
Well, yeah. We already know you can't ban the Bloodline from anything. Like, my God, I think they could defect for North Korea and get right back in with no issue.
case in point for banning the Bloodline from the ring to the Tribal Combat match of last year.
Yeah. I think, honestly, Seth turns and just walks out on Cody. Like, you know, they're getting the shit beat out of him. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. I got a match tomorrow. And he just walks out.
I think Seth eats the pin.
I don't know. Everybody's got a reason to take the pin, and everybody's got a reason to not take the pin.
Well, yeah. I know damn well that Roman's not taking the pin. The Rock ain't gonna take a pin.
No.
Cody can't take it. I think Seth, this match makes no fucking sense.
You know exactly. What? They should just have Solo get in the ring as soon as the bell hits and spike Roman, thus costing Cody, and the Bloodline wins.
I think that tagline that you just said, Matt, is the perfect description for this match. The match that makes no fucking sense.
Like, it's not the biggest tag match ever.
Like, this is like the promotion they did on SmackDown a couple years ago for Corbin and Zayn, the match that no one asked for.
Oh, this ranks up there when they did.
The Rock did.
This ranks up there with Orton and Edge during COVID as the greatest wrestling match ever.
The 40-minute match of two grown men breathing heavily?
Yes, even had Howard Finkel's voice come down. What the hell makes this the greatest tag match?
I believe that's how heavy The Rock's going to be breathing after 5 minutes.
Real. He was winded beating the shit out of Cody.
But I'm with you. There's no way that Seth and Cody win this match.
No, because here's the thing. If you ban the Bloodline from ringside, we all know they don't care. They're going to do it. They're going to interfere. They've done it for 3-4 years. It's not going to change.
No. And Real. The Rock, as we've seen, has the ability to restart a match so he can win.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the dude has a concussion or not. We still got to restart it.
You know, ask CM Punk how that went.
My opponent doesn't have a head. We'll restart this match.
But yeah, I mean, we're going to have Bloodline rules in the main event Sunday night. I know it.
Which is fine.
I know it. You know it. Helen Keller knows it.
I mean, there's a reason I recorded an episode yesterday called Assemble the Avengers.
I mean, my prediction for the Cody-Roman match involves Bloodline rules, so I might as well just say Rock and Roman.
Yeah, I think everybody's Rock and Roman.
So,
because we know. It's like we've been watching wrestling forever.
But yeah. What did we learn last year? We got the happy ending Saturday. The shit end on Sunday. So I think we get the shit end Saturday and the finally the good ending on Sunday.
Thank God. I hope so.
What if they just fuck us over on Sunday and just have Cody lose the game?
I will fucking unsubscribe from the cock.
Yeah, but Captain Asshole was in charge of WrestleMania Sunday last year.
No.
I could have swore he was.
It was Triple H.
It was Triple H's first one.
Like I said, Captain Asshole.
Yeah. Hey, he's better than Vince. We've already proven that.
Who?
Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort. Voldemort McMahon.
Voldemort McMahon.
I don't need that image.
Oh, my God. He even had the robe when he says, it's me, Austin. It was me all along.
He was bald at one point.
Yes, he got his head shaved by a president of our country.
What the fuck is our country?
What is Hold our on topic.
That's a podcast so another time.
Ahead, it's a very scripted, detailed event.
Let's go ahead and skip to Sunday night. Let's go ahead and start with the WWE Women's match. You know, I love that we have the Women's World Championship and the WWE Women's World Championship. Io Sky versus Bayley, and Bayley's got to win this.
I don't see a way Bayley loses.
I think we see the return of the hugger.
Correct. It's the city of brotherly love. Why not bring back the hugging gimmick? And that pop will be huge.
And I will buy a shirt that says I'm a hugger.
I already got one. I can't wait to see the wacky inflatable arm tube man.
Oh, do you want me to say it?
Sure.
The wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
I can't wait to see him, man. Can't wait to see him. And just seeing Bayley actually get recognition, because my God.
Yes, hey, if Bayley wins the women's title at WrestleMania, that means we've seen all the important horsewomen win the title at WrestleMania. The other one's doing interviews in AEW in 10,000 seat arenas.
She's performing for that no name company for 600 people.
Yeah, she's fighting in bingo halls for $10 a year.
Which is funny.
And a bag of chips.
Ultimately,
which is funny when you went by the name Banks and Money.
Yeah.
So ultimately, what we have learned is that we're all doing better than Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, he's fighting in high school gyms.
Yes.
For the two people.
Him and Ryback.
For a bag of chips and a chili dog.
Don't mention Ryback's name. He's blocked everybody. That's cool.
Look, he's gonna find out. All right, so I think we're all in unison there that Bayley's gonna be the new champion.
Oh, absolutely. Like, come on.
So let's go to the US title match. The one that I'm actually intrigued about. Logan Paul, the champion, versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. I told Morgan, it's like the actual veteran, the one who's in the middle of his career, and the one who just started his career. It's the three stages of wrestling.
So, yeah. I have a theory. A wrestling theory.
Is that an Austin theory?
Damn it! No,
as much as I like Austin theory, no. I think me and Joe are the only ones that actually like it. So I have a theory about the U.S. title match. Because what are we going to be staring at in the middle of the fucking ring the entire night of WrestleMania?
That big-ass Prime bottle.
How's Logan Paul lose? Does he get pinned on top of a Prime bottle? I don't know.
It's not in the ring yet. It's at the pay-per-views coming up after WrestleMania.
I thought it was at WrestleMania.
No.
Well, edit that shit out, dude.
So that was my understanding, is it said it would be at future premium live events.
Well, it was future when they announced it.
Yeah.
Well, some days in the future.
We've had cockroaches, so who the hell knows?
Yeah, but anyway, so there goes my
theory. It will be at WrestleMania.
Oh, there you go, Matt. You're right.
Don't edit that out. I'm a genius. there's no way he gets pinned on top of a Prime bottle.
Yeah, that's why you do it to the side.
You think KSI eats another RKO?
I think Port pins Paul on top of the Prime bottle.
I don't know. I don't see a way Logan loses. You can't ever lose back-to-back. You can't ever lose back-to-back manias.
Especially when he's getting pushed and he's actually doing something with the U.S. title belt. And that title belt doesn't know what it's like to be defended. So he's actually doing it.
And in that defense, he's not even defended the belt since he's won it.
Yeah, he has.
Yes, he has.
Who?
He fought Owens at Rumble.
Oh, where he knocked him out with the brass knuckles?
Yeah, and the ref had x-ray vision.
Okay, so he's Roman Reigns. He's had one title defense.
I can't help that he was in the Elimination Chamber match. I can't help that.
Yeah. I didn't make it that way.
He's been the champion for 150-plus days and had one title defense. He's like Brock Lesnar.
I mean, Roman's had it for 1,300 days, and he's defended in, what, 40?
Like I said, Brock Lesnar.
Is it 40?
No, Brock showed up more than Roman.
Not much.
Not much, but he did it.
But I think Orton
is Roman Paul. Pissed on people. That's what we really need to ask.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if Logan Paul loses, his two WrestleMania losses back-to-back are to Seth Rollins and Randy Orton. Not exactly, you know, Coco Beware and Doink.
That's true. I mean, it's true. He didn't lose to Johnny Knoxville. So.
Like Sami Zayn.
I'll be the oddball again. I'll say Owens.
I could see that, too. I think it's going to be a match, but any three of these guys can end up winning. This is a legitimate match where there's no definite.
I don't really care who wins because I like all three of them. So,
yeah. Even though before he became a superstar, Paul was a shitty human, but he's better.
Okay, he has apologized. And that was forever ago. We change.
Trust me, I know. I defend him every time Morgan says it too. I get it.
I can't help that he did that in Japan and he absolutely hates it.
Yeah.
At least he didn't apologize with a ukulele.
True.
God dang.
All right, so let's go to a truly pointless match. The Philly street fight between Lashley and the Street Profits and the Final Testament. Yes, Bobby Lashley actually has a WrestleMania match this year.
The Final Testament versus the Pride.
Unfortunately, no one gives a shit about it.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that was a match.
Also, what a shitty tag. What a shitty group name. The Pride?
I think this is where Philadelphia legend Jason Kelsey makes an appearance.
Oh, please, power Bob Karrion Kross.
But there's no way that Lashley and them lose to the Final Testament. We all know that the old factions don't win at WrestleMania.
I don't know. The Bloodline won last year.
No, Roman won.
Well, I mean, without Roman, there wouldn't be a Bloodline.
But the Bloodline didn't win. Those
Technically, if you go back to that press conference, if you go back to that one fucker that shook hands with that other fucker, there would be a Bloodline.
Real.
Truth. But I think Lashley and the Prophets win.
Yeah. I don't see the Final Testament winning.
You said they're called the Pride?
Yeah, their group name is the Pride.
Fucking Lon's out here.
Real!
So basically, you got a biblical team versus a five-finger death punch team. I'm going to go with the biblical team because they got Paul Ellering.
Yeah, who just stands back there wearing sunglasses and nods when crossed
and off. Stares at the camera.
Well, that's basically what Paul Heyman does, but he doesn't wear sunglasses.
So yeah, but Paul Heyman doesn't look like the Crypt Keeper.
I believe this is what Joe calls the pee break match.
This is the pee break match.
God, I hope he doesn't open the show.
If this isn't the pee break match, it's definitely the other boring, nonsense match on this card.
Well, there's only three matches left, so I'm assuming you're talking about the next one. Let's go on to AJ Styles versus LA Knight.
There it is.
Yeah.
So, Joe, explain why this match makes no sense.
Why is it this is not a Mania level match. This is fit for like SmackDown. This is a SmackDown main event. Who cares?
I think it's a upcoming megastar and then the guy who was the face of the company. I think it's a good chance for LA Knight to pin AJ.
It's two names they wanted to throw on the card, and they're just like, sure, here's a match.
So if Jake Cargill
I wouldn't have LA Knight fight anybody. This like I said, this just seems like you could probably move one of the night one matches to night two, and we'd get six matches on both cards.
But who would you then have AJ fight?
Again, no one. This is a SmackDown main event.
So I don't understand
the hype behind this match. There's nothing.
Two of the biggest stars on SmackDown at home.
Yeah.
I think if Jake Cargill's match is a fuck you to Tony Khan, this match is a big fuck you to Dixie Carter.
Exactly.
TNA.
Yeah, you're right. Both of them were world champions in TNA. I think Knight wins. I think it's a good chance to – AJ has acknowledged he's on the end of his career. I think it's a chance for LA Knight to get that pop. And he starts his trek to the world title. And I'll tell you this, Cody versus Knight would be massive.
So what's the story for this match?
They're just two dudes beating the shit out of each other.
Oh.
Okay, so, I mean, if you go back and look at that triple threat match at Rumble, was it?
Oh, yep. The Fatal 4-Way?
With Orton, yeah, Fatal 4-Way. They, you know, like, they didn't like each other then. And then AJ Styles literally flew to Australia just to screw LA Knight in the Elimination Chamber match. It's the only thing he was there for.
Yeah, he flew halfway across the country for like 30 seconds of screen time.
Hey,
Goldberg, that's a damn good payday.
Goldberg did that in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, but AJ didn't almost kill a man.
True. And Knight did, you know, break into AJ's house and attack AJ. There have been worse buildups and worse matches.
There's worse buildups on the card.
I mean, for Pete's sake, look at Legato and LWO on night one.
Oh, true.
The buildup for this match happened 2 weeks ago.
Hey, you got to get it in when you get it in.
I'm taking LA Knight to win.
I'll take Knight.
I'll second that, or third that. I'll take LA Knight.
So, I mean, I think it's a chance for LA Knight to, you know, this is what I'm doing. It's his moment because he didn't get that last year. He was left off the card last year.
Didn't he win the Andre the Giant Battle Royale?
I don't think he did last year.
I remember him winning something.
Joe, this is where you come into play.
Oh, crap. What did he win last year?
I swear, is he
at Mania? He wasn't even on the card.
I know, but did he win the Andre? last year?
No, Andre was Bobby last year.
That's right. And then he came out and stood on the ramp with the trophy.
Oh no, LA Knight won that Slim Jim something match.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the SummerSlam Slim Jim Battle Royale.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it was a Battle Royale. I just forgot which one.
LA Knight was huge going into Mania last year and was left off the card when we thought it could have been Bobby Lashley. This year he's on the card, which I think is great. Because if not, you might as well make him Max Dupree.
Oh.
We all know how that worked.
Yeah, we saw it.
All right, so let's go to the match that should be Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. But we all know that how that happened. Punk got hurt. Shock. He has a bad string of fighting, getting hurt in the same match.
Hey, at least at Royal Rumble, he didn't give up his back like he did in USC. Someone
true. We have the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. I don't think either one of these guys walks out of Mania with the belt.
No.
I do think Drew wins the match, but I think Priest cashes in on.
Correct. So, I think Drew wins, Priest cashes in.
Well, damn, that was my thoughts.
the real question is, does Priest walk out with the belt?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Clash of the Castle is in Glasgow, Scotland this year. That's where you have Drew win the belt.
Yeah, you don't have him win it in Philadelphia where no one can really give a flying hoot about it.
You want to make sure you re-sign Drew McIntyre. So, while not, you're going to win the belt in your hometown, in Scotland, in front of your own people. Gotcha.
Oh, man. And that storyline with Punk gets back. Oh, yes. Ooh. I like it. I like where you're going. And Triple H thinks like us. And it's not like the other asshole that was in charge who just does the exact opposite. So this actually not happened.
I think that Priest walks out with the belt, but he's not going to hold it long. He'll hold it longer than The Miz did when he cashed in.
Oh, Miz held it for, what, a week and a half?
Which time?
The second time.
When he stole stole the briefcase from Otis.
He didn't steal it from him. He beat him fair and square for it.
Yes, he beat him in a match for it. Come on.
Still, Otis was the Money in the Bank winner. Take that.
By catching it.
But did you really think Otis was going to cash in on anybody?
Oh, sweet God, no.
Could you imagine that? The Caterpillar belly rubbing champion.
Hey, don't Otis. Don't give Tony Khan any ideas. He'll make that another belt.
Hell, he'll sign Otis just to do it.
Yeah, he'll be Otis.
he'll be his name backwards.
Yeah.
Thos.
Cito?
It's whatever.
Cito.
Come on.
Cito.
Yes.
All right. So let's go. The undisputed WWE Universal I-95, I-40.
Highway 70.
Roman Reigns, who's been the champion since he was about 3 years old, versus Cody Rhodes. We all know it's going to be Bloodline Rules. Does Cody finally finish his story? And does he have his own version of the Avengers show up to save off the Bloodline?
Yes, to both questions.
Oh, man. My heart wants to say yes to both questions. But they also want to break Hulk Hogan's record, and he'll do that at SummerSlam if he holds it. And it hurts me to think that that's a possibility, because Roman, he shows up. This is – The Rock has made this entire feud.
Yeah, because, I mean, I sent you a message the other day. Anyone know who Roman Reigns is fighting in Mania? Because it ain't Cody.
I know The Rock is fighting Cody. There's people at work that are asking me, hey, who's The Rock fighting at WrestleMania? I was like, well, technically it's a tag team with him and Roman. And they're like, a tag match? He's like, I thought he was beating the shit out of some dude. I was like, oh, he was.
I think he's going to be fighting his cardio training.
Real.
Well, he tweeted out today, I've had 10 weeks of hard training.
Sure you have, buddy. Drinking your Zoa shitty energy drinks?
Those are terrible.
It's like drinking pain thinner.
They're not as bad as Kyle Busch's rowdy energy drink. That those are have like levels of mercury in them. He had to shut it down. Yeah.
But I think we see Cena come out to fight off Solo. You know, Cena's the one that lost to Solo. And then Solo hasn't won since then. The Rock comes out because he's the final boss, which I don't know who the hell determined that. I mean, he got beat by the Hurricane. I think that's when you get the glass shatter.
Yeah.
It has that to me, and I hate to say use Stone Cold as a way to make it bigger, but who do you get bigger than The Rock? Stone Cold.
So let me paint a picture for you, gents.
Uh-oh.
This is what I want to see. I could picture Bloodline Rules, and everybody Bloodline is out there, you know, Jimmy J, Tamina, Naomi, Naya, I mean every fucking body. And then, you know, while they're doing that, out comes Stone Cold with The Rock and Lesnar, who is pretty much the three biggest rivals of Roman and Rock. And they bring out the whole locker room. And my picture is the whole locker room is going to be holding the Bloodline back as Cody pins Roman.
Lumberjack match.
All I got when you said that was the ending of the movie Norbit, when the whole community spies off the family.
I mean, yeah, basically that's the same thing, but that's what I want to see.
Right in the bro hall.
Yeah.
I want to see the whole locker room out there finally taking Roman down.
I think when Cody wins, you get the locker room coming out. They hold him up. They support the new face of the company.
And
go ahead, Steve.
I don't know if you guys have seen the set of pictures I did on Facebook. Somebody was posting pictures of like the, I want to call it the access for WrestleMania. I think they call it WWE World this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the Rock section is Gold Dust.
Yep. I said it on the podcast. I said, what if Dustin Rhodes does what he did when Cody needed an opponent in AEW for their first show. Dustin got out of his contract, showed up for his brother. What if Dustin does the same thing, gets out of his contract with Tony Khan, to come help Cody because he did the same thing with William Regal. He's like, all right, listen, he needs to be there. Released Regal from his contract. Does he let Dustin show up? Because we all know Dustin ain't doing jack crap in AEW.
I think he lets Dustin show up because Dustin on Twitter, he was holding up these two belts, and he looked at the camera. He's like, "Fuck the Rock," and I was like, "Oh man, all right, I like that."
I think his Avengers show up to fight off the Bloodline, and that's when Dustin appears. What other way to celebrate your biggest win than have your brother there? Since your dad can't be there, why not have your brother, who's been by your side step by step, to celebrate with you?
Yeah, and it also goes to show that Cody just signed like a massive, and I mean massive contract with the WWE. So,
oh yeah, and it's not like I said, Dustin's not doing anything. I mean, RVD's appeared on AEW shows, and he's under Legends contract too with WWE. So, Ric Flair's still under Legends. He's elite.
I mean, ever since Cody lost last year, they have slowly been planting the smallest seeds of like this could happen.
Yeah, and for the first time in his career, you know, Dustin might actually get a pop at WrestleMania. I hate saying that, but how great would that be, though, is if Cody's down the Bloodline and you hear America, and it's Dustin that comes out. Dusty's theme when Dustin comes out.
I mean, that would catch everybody off guard for sure.
I mean, I have goosebumps now just envisioning it.
I was going to say, that would bring a tear to the eye.
And it's going to take that type of thing to make it the biggest WrestleMania match ever.
I want to see Mama Rhodes slap the Rock.
That would be – I want to see Mama Rhodes slap Grandmama.
I want to see Mama Rhodes fucking bust open the Rock and take his blood and smack it.
She's going to hit the Rock with her purse.
I know, but come on. Let a man dream.
It would be funny, though, if she hit him with her belt.
But, man, I just know that I want the most – if they're going to do Bloodline rules, which we know that's going to happen, I want the most overbooked, overproduced thing that lasts 30 minutes. I don't give a shit if it lasts an hour. I want it. Give it to me. And because all these little subtle hints that they put, the Stone Cold and Cena trailer in the background.
Yeah.
The Brock Lesnar trailer that's floating around now. It's time for Roman's bullshit to end. And I think it's going to, because he's even been on interviews saying, I can't wait to have some time off. I don't know what he's bitching about. Like, it's not like I have plenty of it now.
Yeah. So I'll pose this last question. Does MJF appear?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure isn't he still hurt?
Well, who knows? He's supposedly under contract for another year with AEW, but we've seen weirder shit happen.
Yeah, but I mean, what does that does that benefit Cody?
Yes, him and Cody are great friends.
Okay, because I don't know. Does Arn Anderson show up?
If Tony Khan loses MJF, he loses the face of AEW.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Jericho's still there.
Like I said, Jericho's too busy fighting with Taz's boy.
You saying Jericho, all I could think about is someone said that Britney Spears is built like Chris Jericho.
All right, so let's give your final thoughts on WrestleMania 40. We'll start with Joe, and then we'll go to Steven and Matt. Joe, what's your final thoughts on this whole show as a whole? What is your thought on it?
I think billing it as the biggest WrestleMania is kind of a letdown. I think WrestleMania last year was bigger. I think the WrestleMania before that was bigger. But match wise, it seems fine. Like, there's a couple matches that I would swap around, but like I said, the matches seem like they would be decent matches to watch aside from a couple pee breaks.
which we all need.
Yeah.
All right.
At least it's not one full night, though.
True. What's your thoughts, Steven?
I'm kind of with Joe in this, in the sense that saying it's the biggest Mania of all time is kind of pushing it. But the last number of years, they have slowly said, all right, let's top that shit.
True.
And they have each time.
All right,
ever since, guys, you know, Captain Dickhole went left.
True. All right, Matty Ice, what's your thought?
WrestleMania XL. AKA the shirt I haven't been able to wear since high school, is. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a good one. The biggest WrestleMania ever, I don't know. It kind of gives me like WrestleMania like 3 vibes of like, or 2 or 3, whichever one they said is like in 3 different cities and shit like that. Like, it kind of gives me that vibe. But Triple H is talking about special entrances. Drew getting back the Broken Dreams theme song.
That would be so cool.
Life literally trying to let Cody not finish the story of his tour bus catching on fire.
hey, guys. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Oh. So I've got the Hall of Fame thing where they're setting up. And I don't think y'all would believe who just walked on screen.
Who?
Keith Lee.
Oh, shit. Well, his wife is in WWE.
Yeah, but for them to let him on screen like that is kind of a maybe.
That's true. I would love maybe to have him back, but.
And it was during Punk's interview.
Oh. Hmm. Well, there you go. Why is. Well, never mind. Continue your thought, Matt.
And Cody said that the two things he was able to retrieve out of it is something that's very special to him, and we'll see him at some point during WrestleMania. So, this WrestleMania, I don't think it's touted to be the biggest one ever. I think it's going to be the biggest one for the Rhodes family. And I think everyone knows the story of Cody and how he's even said himself. You go from undesirable to undeniable. And there's no denying that when Cody left, when he was Stardust, no one liked him. It was just, why are they doing this to him? I didn't like him when he was dashing Cody Rhodes. I didn't like him with that mask thing, but him.
On dashing.
Yeah, whatever. Him actually going out and making himself a name and coming back to the place that has done nothing but crap on the Rhodes family. I mean, even like, I know Dusty was still there, but it's not like when he joined WWE, he was treated the best. And I don't know, it's just a way to forge a legacy. And I think it's the biggest one for the Rhodes family. And Saturday's going to suck to sludge through that greatest tag team match of all time, but the payoff's going to be worth it on Sunday. And finally let someone carry a belt that's actually on defended at, you know, premium live events.
It's actually going to show up more than once a month.
Yeah, he's going to be on Raws. Like, I mean, he's literally booked for every Raw after WrestleMania, so, or whichever one, whatever. They show up on all of them. but anyway, my emotional speech is when Cody Rhodes, if he does win Sunday, I'm going to be a 32-year-old, 340-pound man crying in the living room of his townhouse.
Well, my thought is, I think it's, to me, it is the biggest Mania because it's 40. There's never been another one. It's obviously this one. I liken Roman and Cody to Andre and Hogan. Roman's the immovable object in Andre, and Cody's like Hogan, the unstoppable force. And he's going to pin Roman, as is Hogan slamming Andre. I think it'll have that same weight because it's the same thing. Roman hadn't been beaten forever, and Andre at that point had never been slammed, quote, but we all know that. But I think as a whole, this has potential to be huge. I think we're going to get some maybe returns. We're going to get a just to see what a true talent of Jade Cargill is. Naomi coming back in front of a massive crowd will be huge, like she was at Rumble. I think we get the massive start of his run of LA Knight again. We get new tag champs. We get Gunther once again standing tall, whether he actually ends up standing tall or Gable takes him out afterward, that's to be seen. We get brothers fighting in a town of brotherly love. Well, I mean, what you can't write that. It's just poetic. It's, this WrestleMania has potential to be the greatest of all time. Now, I will say this caveat. Wrestling fans in general, we're a fickle bunch of people. What we don't like, we complain about. And we're very vocal about that. And I've made it a point several times on this podcast, many episodes, just enjoy the product. What happens, happens. Yes, I don't want to see Roman Reigns. But I'm with Matt. Something in my heart tells me something's going to grow screwy. We just need to enjoy the show. Whether we like the superstars in the match or not, it's wrestling. It's 2 days of wrestling. Tomorrow is a whole day of wrestling if you watch NXT. I mean, it started Monday. We've had wrestling every day this week. Just enjoy the product. Enjoy the show. It may not be the outcome you want, but enjoy it. It's wrestling. It's the biggest wrestling event of the year. No other wrestling event, contrary to that group in Jacksonville, matches up to WrestleMania. It is the mecca of pro wrestling. WrestleMania is the it show. It's not Double or Nothing. It's not All In. It's not Sacrifice or Rebellion or whatever TNA calls theirs. It's not Ring of Honor Supercard. It's WrestleMania. That's what every young superstar, they want to headline WrestleMania. They don't want to headline Supercard Ring of Honor. They want to headline WrestleMania. That's where the legends are made, at WrestleMania. We have guys who have laid the groundwork for this new group. And in NXT, Stand and Deliver, you're going to see the new era of superstars finish their term in NXT and then make their debut in WWE next week. So I will just push this. Enjoy the product. If we don't like the outcome, that's fine. We have our own voices. But just enjoy it as it goes. Whatever happens, happens. We know there's going to be screwy stuff. There's going to be stuff we don't like. But I would say enjoy the product as a whole. It's WrestleMania. It gets no bigger than this.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, gentlemen. Do you all have a goodbye you would like to say? I'll tell you this. Let's finish our goodbye with match of the night. You'll say your match of the night, say your goodbye, and then we'll end it.
Like each night or?
No, just as a whole for WrestleMania.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mine will probably be the Usos match.
All right. Steven, what's going to be yours?
The Usos.
Matt?
Roman and Cody.
I'm with you there because of the potential of who's going to stand up for Cody, who's going to fight off the bloodline, the whole theatrical effect of this, what's going to happen. That's what I want to know, is what is going to happen.
I want, kind of like Santi's app said, I want an overbooked, overproduced, tasty treat of a wrestling match.
Correct. Give me that, and I'll be perfectly happy.
So, this is the American dream. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.